Welcome back to Word on the Hills with me, Gwyn Sheltimer, my co-host Felicity Sidnell-Reed, and our guest this week, Roma Colbert. Roma, with your many interests, you must be very busy. Why is it so important to be active?
I imagine each of us would have a different answer. I was always given responsibility since early childhood. I was always told I was strong and that having such a gift carried with it the obligation of sharing. So many of us might fall by the wayside at one time or another if community support was not there to help us. Everyone takes from the community, and each and every one of us is capable of giving back. The more we give, the better the community is, and the better off we are. A busy person? Perhaps I am. But each day when I stop to think about whether I have tried to support my community in some way, I realize that my community never stops supporting me. How can I not give back?
So, how do you choose the organizations that you support?
Well, choosing how you will volunteer will likely be different for each of us. Personally, and particularly as I have now reached the senior level, I take the easy route. I look for things, for work, for groups I am comfortable with. Animals, gardening, some environmental issues, but also support through presence and through financial aid and through bringing others to the table. When I was much younger and much more energetic, well, you know the expression, fools rush in where angels fear to tread. But each experience brought growth, acquired through learning, awareness, knowledge gained, contentment, friendships, expanded horizons, and again, community.
So, writing in your particular case, is that part of your giving back as well? Is that part of your volunteering, or is that something for you?
Well, I think it started out for me. I like to write my thoughts down about the different creatures I encountered. But then I realized it could sometimes be necessary to put an individual's or a group's needs down in writing. Someone needs to fill applications, to write letters seeking assistance or goods or funds or looking for exposure, promotion of the group, the organization, etc. When writing on behalf of another's need, you learn an awful lot about expression, about sources and resources, about channels. It is a very informative experience. And on a personal level, so many emotions come into play when you volunteer, when you put yourself out there. You have news to share. You want to tell your family and friends how wonderful this individual or creature or group or organization or activity is. Personally, I expect that I sometimes go overboard in expressing my enthusiasms. So once I settle down, I realize that I would like to retain a memory of this. Writing helps me to do that. Sometimes I dare to read this material aloud, frequently hoping that listeners will see their own way clear to paying forward to a particular need or to the community as a whole. With age, my memory may diminish, and I would hate to lose the recollections I have of the people and creatures I have worked with. Should my vision ever diminish, hopefully I will be able to find a volunteer to read my scribbles to me.
Do you do things like help with grant applications?
Yes.
Do you like articles in newspapers or newsletters,
yes,
those kind of things?
I love to write to reporters, to journalists, contact media, and sketch them something about whatever organization I'm representing and looking for assistance, usually by way of alerting the community to something that's going on here. So writing comes into everything, it seems to mm-hmm. me.
Websites.
Mm. Websites, everything, yeah.
Now, you're a happily retired person, but retirement is often given negative mm-hmm. connotations. Mm-hmm. So what's your advice to someone who's newly retired?
Oh, choose life once again. The medics are trying to give us longer lives, but there seems to be less and less and less well-paid work for us to do, and the age of AI, artificial intelligence, is swooping down on us. When leaving an occupation, a profession, a trade you have devoted yourself to for many years, some people do find it difficult to redirect their energies. But by the age of retirement, we are old enough to know that we are expected to suck it up, get out, and get on with our lives. Often easier said than done. But by now, we all have lived through many changes. Remember what it took? Adjustment. A change of mindset. Positive response. Off with the old and on with the new. As communities grow, so does need. You are a valuable resource. You may find volunteer work that utilizes your specific experience, or you may choose to go in exactly the opposite direction. You will find out how little you know about so many other elements of your community. Don't worry about lack of experience. On-the-job training works wonders. In fact, that's how it was, to a large extent, when we first hit the job market so many years ago. Our present-day comforts stem from community. Clean air, clean water, clean land, and the technology developed and utilized to ensure these gifts. Education, employment, health and welfare, enjoyment, the list goes on and on. We have always fought for and worked for these benefits, some for pay, many for pay back as volunteers who recognize a good thing when they see it. You might be retiring from the payroll, but don't retire from life. You are a repository of many experiences, many talents and skills, many abilities and know-how, all very much needed by your community. Choose life. Be a volunteer.
Well, thanks very much, Aroma. Perhaps you can read us one more of your stories.
Another sketch, by all means. This one is called Majesty. Let me paint you a picture of a fabulous giant I once met. Russell, an exceedingly handsome, elegant, stately, very tall, carrot red mule. Yes, a mule. He seemed to consider himself king of all he surveyed. He came to the Primrose Donkey Sanctuary one frigid February, a mere shadow of his true self. Although working 24/7 to guard and protect cattle, his owner so discounted Russell's worth that he ignored this mammoth's nutritional needs. In other words, he was letting Russell starve. A sensitive neighbor witnessed the deterioration. When she sought to intervene, she was told, in effect, that if she was so concerned, she could take him, which she did. Of course, this is where FG came in. FG? Oh, that stands for Fairy Godmother, also known as Sheila Burns of the Primrose Donkey Sanctuary. When Russell arrived at the sanctuary, he walked in holding his head high, notwithstanding his dishevelment and skeletal appearance. I think he was telling us that while he might look down on his luck, perhaps even ready for the knacker's yard, he had known better days and we shouldn't count him out. The vet, however, was doubtful. That first winter, Russell wore two coats, ate many basins of hot vitamin mineral mash every day, and lived in our lean-to. He refused a stall in the barn, perhaps not recently being used to such luxury, or perhaps recalling other abuses behind closed doors. Little by little, his health and stamina were restored. He gained hundreds of pounds. He spent time in the barn at will. Russell taught us a lot about pride and innate dignity. He seemed to know that our gentle hands, warm caresses, and soft words would not bring pain. Perhaps at an earlier time in his life, he had proper and gentle care. Once fully recovered, he was so magnificent, so majestic, that he took our breath away. Obviously, we considered it a great honor to cater to his needs, to be entrusted with his care. Now, a mule does not sound like his parents, a horse mother and a donkey father. His call is beyond this writer's powers of description. Suffice it to say that Stephen King and Wes Craven could probably use it to enhance the sound effects of their horror epics. When Russell sounded off, we were being summoned, or one of his pasture mates was being warned. He could be heard 3 or 4 kilometers away. Russell was especially enamored of Christine, a volunteer with years of experience riding horses. They spent a lot of time together. At some point, it just seemed natural that Christine should sit on Russell's back. The king did not object. Perhaps he was ridden before. A little ride around the pasture followed, then a slow trot down the road, which naturally led to a canter through the adjacent forest and farmland. Given the mule's responses, Christine was certain that Russell had been trained and ridden at one time. After that, when Christine arrived with a saddle in hand, Russell got very excited and very vocal. He seemed to be alerting the county that the fun was about to begin. This was obviously a match made in heaven, though only God knows what the neighbors must have thought. Time marched on. While he was an imposing giant amongst the sanctuary residents, we had to appreciate the significance of Russell's age. Going on 50, the vet said. He was old, very old. While he was still standing tall and walked proudly, his face was graying, his long bony head thinning. When Christine was not around, he would stand off by himself, just staring into space. If we approached him, he gathered his regal composure and accepted our gifts of food, grooming, or massage. Love, respect, admiration, honor, devotion. We gladly offered all this to a most magnificent and worthy creature. Russell's final few years with us at Primrose must have seemed to him like heaven. It certainly was for us.
Once again, what a lovely little story.
Thank you.
Well, many thanks, Roma, for joining us today.
Thank you so much for the opportunity to share my sketches.
You're welcome. And we've been talking with Roma Colbert, volunteer extraordinaire. She has worked for many charities and community organizations here in Northumberland and has been moved to write about her stories, the people and the creatures that she works with. And thank you to our listeners today for tuning in. If you'd like to connect with us and make comments or ask anything, please leave your message at our website, wordonthehills.com. And if you've missed a program and would like to listen to one again, you'll find all our broadcasts archived at the website too. You can listen to them at any time and from anywhere. So thanks for tuning in. We hope you'll join us for another program next week, right here on 89.7 Truly Local Radio.